Welcome to Masechah Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. We saw yesterday at the end of the Mishnah that the Mishnah was discussing a parhelam davar, which is a special carbon that's brought if the Beis Din makes a mistake and they rule that something is permissible, for example, and then they find out that they made a mistake and they found out that it was asar, so there's a special carbon, a special sacrifice that they have to bring. And the Mishnah said that by Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav, if there was some kind of mistake on Beis Din's part, you don't bring a parhelam davar. However, we saw that there's an insertion in the Mishnah, even though we don't have it here, but it's brought down in Maseches Harayos, that however, when it comes to the prohibition of Nida, prohibition of a person being together with a woman who has not yet gone to the mikvah after she got her period, then we do bring a parhelam davar. So this Mishnah says now, Ve'ezehi mitzvah saseh shem nida. What would be a positive mitzvah, shechayavan Allah, that if for some reason the Jewish court, the Beis Din, made a mistake, and they told someone that it was permissible to be with his wife, and now comes out that it was not permissible, the Beis Din would have to bring a parhelam davar. So the Mishnah says like this, Hayah mishamash im hatahira. Let's say a man was having relations with his wife, she's tahira, she went to the mikvah, she's permissible. Va'amra, in the middle of the act, she says to him, Va'amra lai nitmesi, uh-oh, I think I just got my period, I became a nida. Operish miyad, and immediately he separates himself from her. Chayav, then he is liable. Because exiting from the woman, separating himself from the woman, gives him hana, gives him a certain sense of physical pleasure. And it's prohibited for him to have physical pleasure from a woman who's anita. Halachically, he has to wait until the act is over, and then he's able to separate himself. So if let's say the Beis Din, paskins, that the halacha is, that a person who's in the middle of having relations with his wife, and all of a sudden she becomes anita, the Beis Din says immediately he has to separate himself. That would be a mitzvah saseh, because the Torah says, v'tihi nidasa alav. That means to say that if she becomes anita, he has to stay with her until the act has consummated, until he's totally done. But if the Beis Din told him that he could separate in the middle of the act, that's a violation of a positive mitzvah. And that situation would mandate, would require a person to bring a parhelam davar, the special carbon that Beis Din brings when they make a mistake. Wishing you a wonderful day of Erev Yom Kippur and a mitzvah Shem, an amazing upcoming Yom Kippur, a day of Slicha, Mechila v'Chapara, Yishev Gemar Chasim Etayva, and a good Tukah Ben Shtiyar, and the schus of learning Mishnayis each and every day should stand by you, and mitzvah Shem, you and your Mishpacha should have an amazing upcoming year with a lot of Hatzlacha and Tziyata, the Shmaya, Beruach, Ubegeshem, a Gemar Chasim Etayva, and a good Tukah Ben Shtiyar.